Proclamation number 5555 of 13th of December, 1952. Freedom of will. Jesus Christ. I do not command the will in you, allow it its freedom. Nevertheless, I arrange everything such that your will is always given the opportunity to direct it correctly. Thus it can enter into my will, for this possibility is the purpose of all events in earthly life. I will not send anything to the human being which would hinder his right direction of will, his right attitude towards my eternal order, yet his decision is completely up to him. You must know this in order to be aware of your responsibility, for nothing is intended to push you into a wrong decision, but everything is intended to enable you to pass your test of will. And again, you humans can only be directed to Jesus Christ, who will certainly help you to make the right decision of will as soon as you call upon him for his support. The only danger of spiritual failure, of a decline on your path of development, is the weakened will, and you can strengthen this at any time in faith in Jesus Christ and his act of salvation. And thus the human being who consciously places himself under Christ's cross, who therefore makes use of the blessings acquired through the death on the cross, will also always make the right decision. He will not think, want and act differently than in accordance with my will, because he now, as it were, walks the path of Christ, whose aim was me, his Father from eternity. Your counter will is broken with the devotion to Jesus Christ, who now comes alive in you and prevents you from wrong wanting and thinking, who pulls you upwards by virtue of his infinite love. And yet, your will remains free, for of your own free will you have to profess him, of your own free will you have to make use of his help and his blessings. You will not be urged, but neither will you be prevented from taking the path which he has taken and which certainly leads to me. But once this free will has turned to him, you need no longer fear a relapse, for he who redeemed you through his blood will never ever give you up once you have made the decision for him. Anyone who is weak-willed still lives without him and therefore will hardly reach his aim. For my adversary still works on a weak will, and often with success. Nevertheless, he cannot be forced upwards or downwards. Therefore you bear the responsibility yourselves until you have handed it over to the Divine Redeemer Jesus Christ, until you hand yourselves over to him, who then truly sets you free from the adversary's power, who strengthens your will so that it now decides right. Amen.